Thank you for calling in customer service. My name is Dee. Can you please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
52361.
I can't hear you, ma'am. Repeat that for me.
52361.
First and last name?
Nancy Peterson.
Just a moment while I try to locate your account. Ms. Peterson, do you have an active account?
Well, I got online. Supposedly, I was taking a survey for Costco and getting a prize, and then next thing I know, I'm signed up for some meal plan that I do not want. And I just got the confirmation. That's how I got your phone number.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Peterson, will you verify your address for me, please?
204 Tracy Lane, Williamsburg, Iowa. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for that information. All right. So it looks as if you paid for a contest entry on a Dyson.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was a contest entry.
Yes, ma'am.
And it said something about a subscription to some meal planning. I don't want any of that crap.
Yes, ma'am. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar. It's retail value at $40 a month. However, I can provide
I'm a diabetic. I'm already on a food plan.
I didn't hear you.
I'm a diabetic. I'm already on a food plan.
Okay. Well, I can provide you with this for $20 a month.
No, thanks.
Okay.
I just want it canceled, and I don't want anything charged on my debit card.
All right. So I can go ahead and get that canceled for you.
Okay.
Will you verify the email address that you should have on file?
NANNU3436@AOL.com.
Okay. So you'll receive an email cancellation within 24 to 48 hours confirming the cancel.
Okay. Thank you
for
your
help.
Is there
anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.